We're doing the Divot Shalom. The title is Tshuva, and the subtitle is Mavot Tshuva Karat Achet. The source of Tshuva is the recognition of sin. Katam Rambam Reshichot Tshuvot. Maimonides writes in the beginning of the laws of Tshuva. Kol mitzvot shebatorah ben aseh ben lo taseh. All mitzvot in the Torah, be it proactive or prohibitive, im avar adam l'achat mehin ben bezadon ben mishkagah. If one transgressed one mitzvah on purpose or by mistake, sheyaseh tshuva v'yashuv mcheto chayav leitvadot lifnei Hashem Baruch Hu. When a person does tshuva and he wants to repent and return from his sin, he has to confess before Hashem, blessed be He. By the way, seems simple. Not so simple. Try talking to Hashem. Say, you know, I did this and I'm sorry. It seems simple. Somehow it's hard to get those words out. Vidui ze mitzvat aseh. So the Rambam writes this vidui, this confession, where you're saying it quietly. No one hears. You're just talking to God. That is proactive mitzvah. Shitat Rabbeinu shemitzvah achat yesh b'tshuva v'ya vidui. Maimonides holds there is only one mitzvah in tshuva, and that is the mitzvah of confession. Shachei she'aseh tshuva v'yashuv mcheto mitzvah litvadot. After one has repented, after one has come back and he's fixed his ways, he has a mitzvah to come before Hashem and confess. Achat tshuva atzmah ina b'chlal ha-mitzvah, but the repentance is not part of the mitzvah according to the Rambam. And the commentaries already took note of this perplexing position the Rambam has. So what seems over here is al derech ma mashal. We could explain it with an allegory. A person who did something very shameful towards the king's honor, mitoch gasud libo, af enom sugal leavin et kvod ha-melech. And he is so crass, he doesn't even understand what he did wrong. Stood in front of the king and burped. He doesn't even understand what's wrong with it. Umano rapishon, he doesn't understand how bad his actions were. En lo afilu nekifat levi yisroi matzpun al maaseh. And he doesn't even apologize, he doesn't say excuse me, he doesn't even feel guilty over what he's done. Hareo kemamshich lachto. So then it's as though he's continuing to sin. Vod mosif chet al pesha behemshech yivalto. And then he keeps at it, and that's a continuation of his sin. The same is true when a person sins and goes against the will of Hashem. If a person doesn't do tshuva and doesn't stop and think, hey, I did something wrong, so he's continuing with the sin. So then tshuva is putting the pause button. Tshuva is saying, stop. And I don't know if you can imagine this. You have a roommate. You have a roommate who you lend your favorite CD to, and he gives it back scratched. And now he destroyed it. And it was a collector's item. You can't get another one. And then he gives it and says sorry and keeps going. And you stand there in shock. And the next day, he behaves like nothing happened. And what happens is, every day that he ignores what happened, you start seeing more and more. Offered to repay. Explain to me how it happened. Something. So tshuva is just that. I did something wrong and I'm not going to ignore it. I'm not going to let it keep going. I'm going to put a pause to the sin. So that's a part of the commandment not to do the sin. So the mitzvah really, part and parcel with every mitzvah, part of the commandment is, don't do it. So don't do it means stop doing it if you've done it. So tshuva is really stopping. The confession that one makes before Hashem is that it's on mitzvah after you've done tshuva. V'chen mashma bezor ha-kadosh, that's what the Holy Zohar seems to say, v'al daktiv, v'yatzuv ru b'figrei anashim ha-poshe'im bi, asher pashu b'lo chtiv ela ha-poshe'im bi. It says over there in the end of Isaiah, they'll go out and see the people who are rebelling against me. So he's looking in perdition, and he's told, go see the people who are rebelling against me. It doesn't say who did rebel against me. Because these people do not want to return and regret, have remorse over what they did. But if they'd only regret it, Hashem would accept them back. That's in line with what we just said. So long as a person doesn't do tshuva, it's as though he is continuing the sin. ונקראים האנשים הפושעים בי ולא אשר פשעו בי. And these are people are called the people who are continuing to rebel against me. לאור המבואר שעניין הכרת החטא משמעותו הפסק החטא. So based on what we just said, when one recognizes what he did wrong, so then the idea is, he says, okay, this is wrong, and I'm going to stop doing it. הרי גם אם כבר יש לו לאדם את ההכרה שחטא, so even if a person has a situation where he says, okay, I know I did something wrong, אך היא אינה באופן יחסי לגודל החטא. But he doesn't realize the value of what he did wrong. וכגון שאחרי שפגע מכבוד המלך באופן גס מאוד, הכרת החטא היא אצלו, כאילו עשה זאת לאדם פשוט. It's as though the guy stood there, and his reaction was as though he would have done the same action, he would have burped when he was sitting with his brother. הנה גם באופן כזה, ידיין נקרא ממשיך בחטא. So then, he still lacks the recognition of the weight of what he's done, and then to that degree, he is really continuing in his ways. Now, this is a frightening thought. Because we all have this problem. We look at what we did, our nature is. And you could see this between man and his fellow man, and you could see it between man and his creator. Anytime we do something right, or many times that we do something right, we give it great weight. Someone has a simcha, and you put yourself out, and you go to that simcha, and you feel like, wow, does he appreciate how much I did for him? Your roommate needs a hand carrying stuff down, and you're going to miss lunch for it, and you think to yourself, does he appreciate how much I did for him? When someone does something for us, so we minimize it. When we do something wrong to someone, so we're very quick, it's very easy to think, no, what's the big deal?
And also that comes from the situation that things are done already. There is nothing much you can do. Even if you say, sorry, like, it's scratched, what can I do, you know? Maybe it's going into an even deeper situation. Maybe you just say, yeah, I know I was a pusher, I know I was... Maybe things will make it worse. Usually it makes it worse.
Did you ever own a car? Did you ever own a car?
No.
You have sunglasses. Imagine someone dropped them and they got scratched.
It happened already.
Okay. So you realize that you're going to look through a scratched lens.
Yeah, I'm going to ask him to pay it back because I know it was here. Maybe I'm poshé because I allow myself to have things run people.
And imagine two guys were hustling back and forth over here and you told them, guys, be careful, my glasses are there. And they say, yeah, I know, don't worry, I know, don't worry. And boom, it's on the floor. Everyone can imagine. It's like when you're taking the shopping cart and your cart bangs into someone's car and leaves a little scratch. So you tell yourself, no.
Let's go.
Not such a big deal. But if it's your car, you know, if someone backs into it, if you're the one backing into the parking spot and you nudge the car behind, so that's like, you know, no, big deal. But if someone else is backing in, you stand there and watch, right? Because it is a big deal to you.
I had something like that to me. I wrote my phone number on his car when he came, but last time he came right away, he said, oh.
So he says that if we devalue what's done, that's a part of that. That's a part of continuing that path. Yeah.
Is this the right subtext? This was recognizing sin, isn't it? He hasn't said that outright. Like, tell when you're sinning or not. I was expecting.
He's discussing recognizing the value. His focus in this whole thing is about recognizing the weight of what was done, meaning, which is something which we tend to overlook. We like to think of it as like, no, big deal.
But exactly that thing that people are alone, they can't say, hey, I went to some place, and you know, I sinned big time. The verbalization of and the action of doing so, is that because first...